the Celebrity Authority Show. Please welcome your host, Sam Cawthon.
So welcome to another show here in the studio right now. We have Nelsa Simmons. Nelsa, thank you so much for coming along here today. Now, you're originally from New Zealand, is that right?
Yes, that's right, Sam.
Hey, tell us a little bit more about you, your story and who you are.
Okay. So my name is Nelsa Simmons. I grew up in New Zealand, the youngest of seven children. I have five brothers and a sister.
Wow, youngest of seven. What was that like?
It was pretty cool, actually. Yeah, I wasn't one of those special spoiled children at all. No matter what my brothers say, I was not.
And tell us more.
So I learned to shoot and fish and things like normal boys do. I didn't grow up as a boy, but I danced and sang. It was pretty good.
Yeah, great. Yeah. And tell us a little bit more about your transition, because you now live in Australia, is that right?
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit more about, you know, your area of expertise and, you know, really why you want to get a message out there in the world.
Okay. So my area of expertise, I'm an expert and public speaker in mental health and education. And I offer to the world a different way of dealing with things like crisis and trauma. The world has a lot of drugs and things that we cope with, addictions and hard times. And I wrote a program called This Is Who I Am to look at.
And that's on your t-shirt,
that's
right
on my
now.
T-shirt.
Very
yes.
cool, yeah.
Yeah. So I moved to Australia young married, and unfortunately the marriage broke down, but we had five amazing children in that time. But during that process, I shut down because of traumas through my own childhood, and then in the marriage, I ended up marrying a narcissist. And in my shutting down, three of our children ended up in rehab, and one of them was missing on the streets for 2 years. So I had written the program during that season, and with the marriage breakdown, we ended up being homeless. Well, actually, we weren't all homeless because two of the boys were in rehab, but I got an opportunity to put into place the things that I had written into the program, and we ended up getting ourselves on our feet.
So, Nelsa, tell us a little bit more. Look, I'm sure there are people out there that might actually be going through a really tough time in their relationship and in their marriage. How did you navigate that dynamics with, you know, as you say, you were living with a narcissist, yet at the same time you were trying to be the greatest mum for these five kids. Tell us some more about navigating that tough time in your life.
Okay, so I had my value system in the wrong place. Family and marriage are really important, but it doesn't come above your own safety or your children's safety or well-being. So I had to really look at my value system, and I'll take one thing that troubles the world at the moment, which I also had struggled with, which was anxiety. So I looked at my value system and I thought, I have got to get out of this situation. I have said to you before, Sam, that fear is not going to beat me. So in my value system, one of my values was adventure, and I hadn't had much adventure. I had had chaos that I'd thought about as adventure, but it really wasn't adventure. So I bought a push bike, and I told myself after we were separated and we were homeless, we went into crisis accommodation, I bought a push bike. And I decided every time I felt anxious, I was going to do something I loved. I was going to get on that push bike and I was going to ride around the streets of Sydney. Sometimes I was riding at 10:30 at night because I just did not want it to beat me. I knew in that situation that I had three things going for me. One was my integrity, one was my dignity, and one was my intelligent mind. I couldn't afford to give up on myself.
Look, Nelsa, look, we really wanted to, you know, acknowledge you for the amazing journey that you have been on. Now, for people out there that are going through, let's say, something similar, let's say, you know, there are people out there that might be having this level of stress or anxiety, would you suggest them all to get out there and buy a bike? Or
well, first off,
how can they combat that?
Okay. I would suggest that they come on board to some of my programs on This Is Who I Am. You can find us on Facebook under This Is Who I Am. The programs are tailored for all sorts of problems and issues, crisis traumas that people have.
Great. Hey, so if there were people out there right now that would have a level of stress or anxiety mm-hmm. in their relationship or maybe in their working environment, can you think of two to three things that they could do right now that can really help them to get through that anxiety?
Yes. So one, have a look at your value system. We all have core values. They don't have to be what everyone else has as their value system. See, like you might not have adventure as yours, but I did. So have a look at your value system. See if what you have placed inside you that you're actually doing something about. So I would say to somebody, what's your values, your six main values? And when they tell me what those values are, I say, okay, put those values into a sentence on how they are incorporated in your life. But if one of those values is not incorporated, don't take it out. Obviously, it's important. It's one of those things that you have just let go by the wayside. I believe that we have everything inside us to help us cure whatever is wrong with us.
So you heard that. We Nelsa believes that we have everything within us to help cure us. Is that right?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Nelsa, that is just fantastic. Your message to the world is very powerful. So at the moment, so what you do is you run these workshops.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. And you're saying, how can people get in contact with you?
Through Facebook. This Is Who I Am on Facebook.
Great.
Yeah.
So Nelsa, there's a thing which I like to call third space. And what that is something that we do outside of our job, something that we do for ourselves to recharge ourselves, to refill our tank. What's something that Nelsa Simmons does for her third space? Is it still? Do you still ride your bike every day?
Well, I have to tell you, I love adventure and I love camping. And so I'll go camping. But 3 weeks ago, I brought a camper trailer, Sam, to take myself on adventures, but also to take other girls on adventures and do personal development at the same time and challenge them not to give their lives away. So we will do the program, This Is Who I Am, while we're on adventures.
Wow, that's so what type of adventures? What, like camping and?
Yeah, camping. Sometimes we'll go shopping too. But camping mainly, where we can sit around a campfire, maybe have a few wines, sing songs, and there's many, many different ways for people to heal in their life.
Great, Nelsa. Yeah. That is really, really cool.
Yeah, thank you, Sam.
So Nelsa, again, thank you so much for coming here in the studios here at the Celebrity Authority Show. But before you leave, we've got this little section in our show where we do with every single celebrity authority that comes on board, and it's called the 10 Questions in 60 Second Challenge.
Okay.
So Nelsa Simmons, do you accept the challenge?
I do accept the challenge.
All right, Nelsa, your time starts now. Favorite color?
Blue.
Favorite food?
Hot chips.
Hot chips. I love hot chips. Favorite celebrity?
Sam Cawthon.
Oh, well, thank you. Favorite actor?
Who can I say? I pass.
Pass. All right, I do want to come back to those. Favorite professional speaker?
Sam Cawthon.
Oh, thank you very much. Favorite book?
Oh, at the moment I'm reading Tools of Titans, so I have to say I just started it and it's becoming my favorite.
That's by Tim Ferriss.
Yes.
Great author. Favorite movie?
Oh, it's the Cinderella movie. Ever After.
Ever After. Oh, love
she's
it.
Got
yes, my wife's favourite movie. Favourite city?
Sydney.
Yes. Favourite drink?
Oh, tequila shots.
I think we recently had tequila shots in Bali.
We
Let's
did.
Talk about that. Favourite pizza topping?
Oh, salami.
And Nelsa Simmons, if you could be an animal, which animal would you be?
A wolf.
A wolf? Why is that?
Howls at the Moon.
Oh, I love it. Hey, again, thank you so much, Nelsa Simmons, for coming here to the Celebrity Authority Show. We will see you again really soon. Thank you for coming.
Thank you, Sam. Cheers. Thank you.